I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Hi, I'm Mika Ortega, a social change communication strategist and co-host of the Give a Hoot podcast. My journey into human rights work is both deeply personal and admittedly bleak. I am the daughter of Dr. Jerry Ortega, a popular radio broadcaster, staunch environmental defender, and anti-corruption advocate from Palawan. He was killed in 2011 for exposing the Malampaya Fund misuse.
Bago pa sumingaw ang mani-manumal yung paggamit ng Malampaya Fund na mula sa Malampaya Gas Project sa Palawan, naamoy na ito ng pinaslang na broadcaster na si Dr. Jerry Ortega.
Over the past 12 years, I have worked tirelessly alongside human rights groups, democracy advocates, journalists, and civil society in our pursuit of justice. This period has taught me the immense power of public opinion in driving societal reform. I can personally vouch for the unwavering efforts of rights groups in defending the freedoms we all enjoy today. But the duty of promoting and protecting everyone's rights is everyone's responsibility. As George Orwell once wrote, if public opinion is sluggish, inconvenient minorities will be persecuted, even if laws exist to protect them. In a democracy, it is in our best interest to engage more people and invite them in. From 2020 to 2022, Wise Owl, a consultancy firm specializing in communication for social change, embarked on an intensive multi-method qualitative study. Our goal was to gain a deeper understanding of what we call the movable middle, the typical target audiences of social change advocates. We explored their behaviors, habits, their understanding of issues, and their attitudes towards rights-based messages and actions. This research was made possible with the support of the Asia Foundation. We also collaborated with two key partners, Thinkscape Research, a full-service market research agency, and Sinanstrat. Together, we conducted a range of research activities, including focus group discussions, in-depth interviews, social listening, and rights-based social media prototyping. Pero teka, sino ba ang movable middle? As the name suggests, the movable middle are those who sit in the middle of a spectrum of receptiveness to human rights messages and positive social change. They are movable in the sense that their mindset and attitudes can be influenced either way, towards those resisting the complete fulfillment of human rights, or towards the vocal advocates for the respect and protection of human rights.
And speak up. We cannot allow martial law to happen again. We cannot allow repression to happen again.
In the realm of political communication, the movable middle are often referred to as the persuadables. Let's break them down into four main personas. First, the woke observers. These individuals are the most receptive to human rights messaging. They stay informed, actively engage in discussions, and are keen to form their own opinions on various issues. Despite their aspiration to be more active, they often struggle to connect with like-minded groups, leading them to believe there's not much they can do to address social problems. Interestingly, in the 2022 elections, it was the woke observers who were motivated to participate. However, the election results left them feeling cynical, causing them to retreat into non-participation.
Never in my life thought that I'd be living in another Marcos presidency. This is very depressing, honestly.
Second, questioning avoiders. These are people who are actively informed but lack confidence in their knowledge. They seek answers to help them synthesize ideas into definite opinions by discussing issues within their close circles. However, they tend to avoid engaging in public discussions. Third, stress dodgers. These individuals are focused on their family, friends, and immediate community. They gravitate towards positivity and withdraw from external stressors. They prefer not to worry about the nation's problems and refrain from posting or commenting to maintain positive vibes. Lastly, the defensive supporters. Among the groups in the movable middle, they are the ones who most strongly adhere to narratives that could be perceived as harmful, especially with regard to human rights, such as following the government without question and perceiving dissenters as pasaway or disobedient. They may even actively defend these narratives. Yes, defensive supporters are among the persuadables. Let's delve into the core values that the movable middle hold dear. Faith, or a belief that God is the source of all things and that everything in life happens according to His will. Religious teachings serve as their guide in discerning right from wrong. Compassion, or the ability to empathize with others by putting themselves in someone else's shoes. Community, or a commitment to helping others and working together for the common good.
3 days after the Maginhawa Community Pantry went viral on social media, donations came in droves. So now,
when it comes to terms like human rights or karapatan, the movable middle associates these with justice for victims of extreme crime and harsh punishment, as well as with protest actions. This suggests their understanding of human rights is largely shaped by high-profile cases and public demonstrations. Conceptually, human rights are linked with respect and acceptance, encapsulated in the phrase, walang maaapakan, or no one gets stepped on. However, when viewed through the lens of real-life experiences, human rights are often associated with violations. Interestingly, the definition of karapatan is practically interchangeable with kalayaan, or freedom, with the key distinction being that human rights are derived from the law to ensure no one is harmed. The movable middle often view human rights as ideal, but distant from their daily lives. They perceive these rights as external, granted by the government rather than inherent to their existence. Furthermore, they often feel too small and uninformed to engage in rights discourse, highlighting a potential barrier to their active participation in human rights advocacy. The study underscores the importance of making human rights more relatable and personal, and empowering individuals to see themselves as active participants in promoting and protecting these rights. Stay tuned for part 2, Moving the Middle, where we will delve into areas where we can make a significant impact. Again, I'm Mika Ortega, co-host of the Give a Hoot podcast. This episode was written by me, with substantial contributions from Oya Ariola and Joe Zanada. Our executive producer is Jill Caro, our senior news editor is Veronica Uy, and our audio editor is Freddy Blanco. To delve deeper into our study, I invite you to visit Wise Owl's website at wiseowl.ph. Don't forget to check out our podcast, Give a Hoot, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating on your podcast app. At para sa mga mahilig manood sa YouTube, Puma Podcast na rin po kami doon. Just search Puma Podcast and subscribe to our channel. Salamat sa pakikinig!
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.